I was talking to a friend last night, yesterday, and I was making the observation that, boy, I'll tell you what, the media just seems to lag behind reality. And one of the places they've lagged for a long time, but reality always wins. Remember that in your personal life, or even in politics and religion and social direction, if you want to call it that. Reality ultimately wins. Reality's relentless. And the reality is that men and women are just flat out different. Now, you wouldn't think that's any revelation, but it is. Because much movement has been that you can eradicate the differences between men and women. You just can. We're just sort of socialized into certain roles, socialized into certain strengths and weaknesses. And that's still going on now. You can't watch TV, you can't watch any commercial without the guy being the doofus and the woman being totally competent, and the woman can lift the truck and the guy can't. You know, that kind of dumb stuff. The woman can throw 98 miles an hour fastballs and the guy throws underhand. You know, everything. It's anyway, on a day-to-day basis, you see it in language. When my wife and daughters were talking about repainting a room, they spoke in a foreign language. I did not understand their language. Well, I don't know. What do you think? A little bit of a salmon? Kind of a taupey sort of touch? I don't know, Mom. You know, the other room is puce. And you put the contrasting magenta with the puce? Oh, I don't know. Should the ceiling be off-white? Linen white? Eggshell white? I don't know what they were talking about. I said, please just write it down. Well, when I made this observation to my friend, she looked at me and said, oh yeah? Well, how is it that you guys can watch TV with 22 guys colliding in this big indiscriminate pile of bodies and know what happened, and know who has the ball, and know what the stats are for that particular play, to know it's 3rd and 2. She said, how can you know this? How could you look at that and see it? She goes, all I look at and see, no matter how hard I try, is a jumbled up mass of humanity. And I got to thinking. And she's right. I'll be watching a baseball game, and I'll know exactly what's going on. I'll know why the manager came out, and I'll have a pretty good guess on what he said to the pitcher. And I'll look at my wife, and I'll say something like, well, honey, you know, it's only the fifth, and his pitch count's like 110. A little high there, but yesterday they kind of burned out their bullpen, and this particular guy has power to the gaps, and he's got good wheels, and there's no way they want to put him on base because the next guy coming up leads the league in pilfered bases. She's sweet about it. She looks at me and basically tries to appear interested. God bless her. It was as though I were speaking Armenian to her. She'd go, well, should he hit the ball? God bless her. And I just look at her and I say, well, honey, the ball is kind of off-white. And if it were a little more linen or eggshell, because the uniforms are puce and the team in the field has magenta speckled uniforms. I'm trying to relate. I want to relate. I want to speak women's language. So the best way for me to do it is to learn my colors rather than saying, I took my daughter to get a car a couple weeks ago. I said, honey, what color you want? You want red? Green? You want black? How about blue? She said, well, I don't know, Daddy, kind of a reddish maroon with a rust tone to it. I said, honey, you don't want rust on a car. You don't want to buy a brand new car with rust on it. She goes, no, daddy, that's the color. The color is rust. I said, ooh, well, that's a good idea. Because then when the car rusts, you can't tell it. She called my wife at that point and said, Mom, could you come up here and help me pick out a car?